At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
People are insane, okay? If you look at the video, that is a white guy. His leg is so tiny and his stomach is so tiny.
No way!
He cannot protect Josh Allen. That is not on my body and I would never get that tattooed. It was insane. It's been going all over the internet that people are like, Deion Dawkins gets Josh Allen and his snow face mask tattooed. Now, my snow face mask, that is iconic. I would get that. Yeah, no, I did not get my quarterback tattooed on my
face. So you love the play, but not enough to put it on your thigh, basically.
I am not getting my quarterback tattooed on me. Do you know how weird he would feel around me if I got my quarterback's tattoo on my body? That is so weird. I would never make my quarterback that uncomfortable.
Deion Dawkins, there was a picture on the internet of a Josh Allen Superman tattoo to the end zone, and people thought it was Deion Dawkins. He clears the air. No, it was not.
Yeah.
Not him. Would it be weird to get a tattoo of Josh Allen on you if you're Deion Dawkins? I'm going to say I don't think that's weird. He has lots of tattoos, and the idea that your whole job is to protect this guy, I don't think it's weird. Is it weird that I don't think it's weird? You think it's weird?
I think it might be a little weird.
Didn't Dennis Scott have a tattoo of himself on his body?
Well,
former NBA player.
Is a little different.
Right? Really? Dennis Anderson?
This of guy? Himself? Like playing?
I thought so. There's an Orlando Magic player.
That might be weirder than getting your quarterback tattooed.
Doesn't Peyton Krebs have a tattoo of maybe himself playing for Canada? I saw that earlier in the season.
Here you go. You're right. Okay, you're right. Peyton Krebs, look at this, on his, is that on his bicep?
Yeah, it's like a arm.
It's himself playing for Canada.
Yeah, I like the player a lot is what I'll say on that. That might be tough.
That,
hold on a minute. If you played for Team Canada,
dude,
you did it. You played for Team Canada, and like, put it, here's a great.
But you can get a tattoo of like
anything.
The rest of the tattoo that Krebs has is great. You don't need yourself at the bottom playing.
Let me see.
Let me
see his picture.
I think it's a fine tattoo around himself playing. But the image of him doing it, it's just like, why did that even need to be added?
I just have no problem at all. You do something iconic. If Deion Dawkins wins the Super Bowl with the Bills, and he gets a picture of himself raising the Lombardi Trophy on the stage, that's bad? What's wrong with that? Because you're putting yourself on your body?
I think so.
When it's like a exact image of yourself, I don't know.
I find that very weird.
Is it? You think it's less weird than like if Dawkins were to get a Josh Allen tattoo?
I don't think either of them is weird.
Okay.
Which I'm accepting might be weird.
How does it change if they have tattoos of each other?
Like, if Allen gets one of Dawkins and Dawkins gets one of
less
Allen.
Less weird. Less weird.
That's less weird for like, sure.
Less weird than like just one of them having it, yeah. Right? Because one person could feel like, he even said it there. The reason he wouldn't do it is he would make Josh feel uncomfortable. Well, but if Josh has it, then it's evened out. So everyone's all good.
The chat wants you and I to get tattoos of each other. wait do you see my Howard tattoo? It's, no.
Jerry and Bruno?
Jerry and Bruno. There we go. All right. Hold on. I like where this is going. But the thing about tattoos is, Owen, you've got a bunch.
Yeah.
And if people see the tattoos on your arms, what do? They ask, what's that one?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Every single one of them is going to have a meaning to you. Whereas if you got a tattoo of yourself playing for Team Canada, no one would have to ask you. They'd be like, oh, sweet. You did that. How is it any different, really, than if Krebs framed the jersey he played in and put it in his own house?
Well, because that's
look what I did. Uh-huh. This means something to me. In this case, it's on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's such a personal thing.
How different is it than the names of your kids? This is something I did. This is something that is important to me.
That's not. I guess maybe is the thing I'm having that it's the
your own
exact
your own
image.
Likeness. You don't want your own face on your body. Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem I'm having with it because right, like the names are fine, but it's the exact likeness maybe that is a little.
I think
a little strange.
Don't
to
all
me.
The Olympians get the rings every time that they go? If they go to the Olympics, they get the rings tattooed.
Yeah, maybe.
It's sort of similar to that.
But that's different because that's a logo.
Right.
That's not a face.
People that complete an Iron Man often get an Iron Man tattoo on them, like the logo of the Iron Man.
But they wouldn't get themselves the exact still shot image tattooed of themselves.
Let me tell you right now.
Iron Man.
Let me tell you, if I won an Iron Man, yeah, I would. I'd be right there, like me crossing the finish line.
Like, you could get, if they won the Super Bowl, Dawkins could get just the Lombardi trophy, not literally himself hoisting the Lombardi trophy.
Him and Allen holding the Lombardi trophy.
True.
How about this?
That would be funny.
Here's your next bet in Fantasy Football League, whatever. If the Bills win the Super Bowl, someone should agree to this. You'll get a tattoo of yourself celebrating the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
And that's what, though? That's the last place punishment?
No, it's just someone out there. Will anyone out there agree to that? You'll agree to get a tattoo of yourself celebrating the Bills win. Somebody took a picture in your living room when the kick goes through, and you're like this, and it's just you when they win the Super Bowl. Bad idea?
I think there are 1,000 better tattoo ideas for when they win the Super Bowl. But
hold on.
I also don't want to say that that's a terrible idea.
Josh Allen, they win the Super Bowl on the last play, and it is the picture, the Superman dive to the corner like the Amari Cooper play. You're telling me a Bills fan can get that play tattooed on them.
Maybe there's a level of iconic where it's, I mean, that scenario.
I want the rules. A Bills fan can get that, yes or no?
Yes.
Dawkins can get that, yes or no?
When you're buddies with the guy.
Right.
He's got to look at it every day.
Yeah, like in the shower post-game, Josh walks by.
Yeah, every day. Every day, I'd be like, yo, hey, Josh, by the way, thanks for this. Remember that play? Remember when we won because you did that thing?
Yeah.
Here's another case. Now, here's why Dawkins should get it, because he's protecting Josh from having to get it, because now Dawkins is getting it and saying, like, we'll commemorate the play on my body. You're going to look at me.
Ultimate protector.
Yes. It's all about protecting Josh.
But what if there comes a day where, you know, they're not as friendly? That could happen. I would not predict it right now.
Tattoo.
Rex Ryan had a Mark Sanchez tattoo, and then he had to cut him.
He had not a Mark Sanchez tattoo. Do you remember?
I remember the tattoo, but Mark Sanchez was featured, wasn't
of
he?
Of his wife wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey.
That's what it was. Sorry. That's right. That's different.
Hey, listen.
Like, once upon a time.
Tattoos are art.
When Diggs first got here, him and Josh were playing video games all the time together.
Yep,
and someone
right.
would have said the same thing to them. Like, why don't you get tattoos of each other? 5 years later.
Did anyone say, why don't you get tattoos of each other?
Probably not.
You could convince me that they already have tattoos of each other, I think, based on the way that they acted with
That's
each
what
other
I mean.
When
I,
they first got together.
I don't know.
How'd we get on this? I don't even remember.
Dawkins
tattoos.
The real question is, when do we get to the level of wearing your heart on your sleeve?
Wow.
Been sitting on that one for a second. I had to answer some phone calls. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was in the hopper.
Yikes. Do we have a penalty box?
We should have one.
My box is the penalty box.
I was
going to
say, he just lives. He's just in there full time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are really. I mean, we are all in these boxes to a degree. Joe and I get to share one.
Yeah, you guys.
Get, but everyone has their own. We should get tattoos of each other, just because of this.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any tattoos. You don't either.
No, but I'll be getting one. That's on the docket.
You're getting one.
Yeah.
Josh.
Soon.
Nope. I've thought about
it.
I'm
the only one with tattoos in here.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez. I gotta get some more.
I'll be joining you soon.
Really lean in. All right. Yeah. There we go.
803-0550. Rob in Toronto. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Rob.
Good. I got to chime in about this tattoo discussion. First of all, you cannot possibly get the face of a teammate, a current living teammate, placed on your body.
Just the face?
Hold on.
You're saying just the face?
I'm saying like...
The likeness at all.
No.
What about you said living teammate. Can it be a past teammate?
Yes, I would argue that could be construed as allowable.
Okay, so you can pay tribute to someone after they die.
That is correct.
But I love this point because what's the use? Let them know you love them when they're here. You know? let's just all start getting tattoos of our friends. You know, like here it is, like my whole arm.
Yeah. The Rushmore,
the
Rushmore buddies. Secondly, when it comes to tattoos, I have a question for you. Selling your soul, what would you be willing to get a tattoo of on your body if the Bills were to win a Super Bowl? So what would you sacrifice, like Tom Brady with all his rings? Like, would you get a tattoo of that if the Bills were to win a Super Bowl? Like, how deep would you go in terms of selling your soul to have the Bills win a Super Bowl? Like, I would get a tattoo of Howard Simon in his fear bunker if they were to win.
Yeah.
Things like that. Like, how deep would you go?
Thanks, Rob.
How about if the Bills win the Super Bowl, Jeremy gets a picture of an Gene Steratore's face?
Gene Steratore eating an egg salad sandwich.
Yeah. There you go.
Someone wrote in, would you get an egg salad sandwich recipe on you for the Bills to win a Super Bowl?
Sure. You would sooner, I know this about you for sure, you would sooner make a bet like that to get a tattoo of an egg salad sandwich before you would actually eat the egg salad sandwich.
That's right. I'm more likely to get a tattoo of an egg salad sandwich than I am to eat one.
That's unbelievable.
That is correct.
Faced with the two options, you could either just eat a sandwich or you could get the tattoo
of the sandwich. Or look at one on my arm.
You would pick the tattoo.
Correct. Not close.
Unbelievable.
Blowout. Yes. Absolute blowout.
I'd go pretty far. I mean, would you get a Chiefs logo tattooed on you?
For the Bills to win a Super Bowl?
Sure.
I mean, no.
I
cheat at these all the time. I tell you, I can't. You're saying if the Bills win a Super Bowl, I have to agree to then get a Chiefs tattoo? Because I tell you all the time, I hate making the deal where I know they're going to win. The whole point is not knowing if they will.
Uh-huh.
So I can't ever say yes to anything where...
Ruins the game.
It ruins the...
Ruins the game.
I do ruin the game. Would I do this for this?
This is why I'll always introduce the Men in Black thing if you want, where you're going to make the deal and then you're going to forget about it.
But then I'm going to have a tattoo and say, why do I have a Chiefs tattoo?
Then we're going to explain it to you. We'll show you the video back. Of you agreeing to it.
When is it?
After they win.
Okay, after it's all.
Yeah, after they win.
This is really hard-hitting stuff here we've got.
Brady and all his rings, though.
That's a tough one. By the way, significantly less, hey, Tom Brady's going to be on this game this year, huh?
I don't think I've heard a peep.
A true sign how good he was in the booth is how it's not, there's not a peep about it. Not hide nor hair of, and the first Tom Brady game of the year is blank. You just don't have it. Doesn't exist. The Bengals and Bills is a Fox game. We learned that. Is Brady on that game? Not a mention of it.
I haven't.
Is Fox running away from Brady being their lead commentator?
Is he definitely still coming back? He definitely is doing Fox again, right?
That's a good question. I think so.
Did he just want to call a Super Bowl? And be done. I don't know. There's also all the talk that he's not as involved with the Raiders as it's been made out to be, but I don't know if I really want to buy that, so I don't know.
David in Amherst, we've got another tattoo call. Hey, David, what's up?
Nothing much. I was listening, and all you guys had valid points. But I think a big part of this there is where. Where would the tattoo be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was some old hangover tattoo, Mike Tyson tattoo on my face. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But you saying Tom Brady with the ring? If that's on my back or my backside, I don't care.
I'm afraid you have to see it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I thought that made a valid point saying where would it be located?
Yep. All right, fair enough. Thanks, David. How about if it's a group of people? You win the Stanley Cup, you get the picture of the team photo on you. Allowed? You're in the team photo.
I'm placing myself into the team photo?
No, I'm saying you win the Stanley Cup.
You win the Stanley Cup, and then you're okay.
This is back to the Peyton Krebs scenario. Your team has won the cup. The iconic sitting on the ice, boom, full.
Why not just get a tattoo of the cup?
Because the point is that you don't. It's not about the cup. It's about you won it.
Also, well is the detail of this picture? If it's like, you know,
I mean, the Krebs one's pretty good. I mean, if you would not mistake it for anybody else. It's that good. If you have 20 guys
on your back, like, you're gonna be able to pick out who's who.
Well, what I'm wondering is, if you have a Stanley Cup tattoo, you would assume that person won the Stanley Cup. If it's a player, though. Or if the guy's walking around, maybe you don't know if he's an NHL player.
So all you have to do for people to assume you've won the cup is get a tattoo of the cup?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not disputing that.
Because nobody...
It's probably right.
Nobody that's ever not won the cup would get a cup tattoo. Could you imagine?
I mean...
Imagine if Rasmus Dahlin came into training camp and he's got a Stanley Cup tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, all right.
It would break the sport.
Hey, where's the
NFL? Broke every unwritten rule about the trophy.
Where's the NFL's yearly poster with all the players looking at the Lombardi Trophy in San Francisco? Is that?
That's a great question.
That's not schedule release kind of graphic. That's start of the season graphic.
I guess I would have thought that was schedule release, but I haven't seen it.
By the way, here's another question for you. I'll throw this out there. Rumor, okay? Flat rumor. When do we find out who's on Hard Knocks?
I don't know. I could probably... Do you remember who was on Hard Knocks last year?
Last year was... There was an in-season Hard Knocks. The Giants.
No, that was the off-season one.
Okay.
Wasn't it the Bears?
I'll take your word for it.
The Bears. Last year, yeah, the Bears were announced as the team featured in training camp 2024. That was announced on May 30th.
Okay. So, 2 weeks.
If it's the same as last year,
someone,
yeah, 2 weeks.
I don't know if this... Again, rumor. Here's how I'll phrase it. Should we consider the Bills a candidate?
Yeah.
And I'd like to give one little, just if the Bills are on it. Every team hates the idea. They don't want to be on it. They really don't.
Correct.
That said.
No, right. Nobody does.
That
Nobody
said,
does.
Are the Bills currently the most media present team? The GM and coach are routinely.
The GM's on TV every day.
And the coach was on Pardon My Take again. Like, they're just kind of a media present team.
Josh is around.
They're both.
Josh is on like YouTube golf streams five times on off season.
The coach and the GM are, I think, by relative comparison, like pretty young and out there and just talking all the time. And I wonder if the Bills would think. First off, you get chosen.
Well,
I don't know how you get chosen. I that's all I'm saying. I wonder if they are a little bit more thinking of. Yeah, we might not like this and this and this about it, but if we get picked, we can make it work. We they're both pretty good in the media, and they're both pretty active.
I mean, looking at all the different Hard Knocks they've had, there have been 24 seasons of Hard Knocks.
Wow.
In one way or another. Like, some of them are in, some of them, the last couple of years, like, there's three of them in 1 year, so that goes 22, 23,
and the Bills
24.
Have never been touched.
No. And I'll maybe do this in the break, try to count how many teams have been featured on Hard Knocks, because a couple pop up here twice. The Cowboys twice. Looks like the Ravens maybe twice. But, right, the Bills have never... At some point, doesn't everybody got to do it?
Now you have the MVP.
Unless you just outlive the existence of the show.
Yeah, is it more interesting? Listen, Ravens-Bills in week one, that is... We've talked about this several times. We'll talk about it hundreds more. That's the two guys that have to win one are playing Sunday Night Football to open the season.
And also, wouldn't they maybe be more likely to be in it the year after all the Giants stuff happened? Because teams might now have more control over the process.
Hmm.
There was some talk about that teams are more fearful of Hard Knocks because of how it made the Giants look. last year, and maybe one of the concessions that HBO has to make to kind of keep the show going is, well, we'll give you more power and not being embarrassed. Like, the Giants probably feel like they were last year.
Yeah.
Even though that was good. Like, that was the best part of Hard Knocks in 10 years was the Giants stuff. But teams aren't going to want that. Maybe the Bills could be like, all right, let's do it now, fresh off of that, when we could probably get HBO to agree to letting us block, veto literally anything we want. Just an idea.
Yeah.
And right, Allen being the MVP and, you know, really, I think the biggest point for me is that they have never been on it. 2001, the show started. They have never been on it since 2001. They're going to be on it eventually.
The closest they have to being on it was the in-season one when they played against who?
The Colts.
Yeah, a game against the Colts was a part of it. That's it.
Yeah, I don't remember anything else.
Listen, again, as I talk media side of it, Allen is there. Dawkins is there. You want to talk about the best? Who is it? Brizgalov? Ilya Brizgalov on NHL 24/7?
All-time great.
Deion Dawkins is already, I think, a fairly well-known player in the NFL. Get him on Hard Knocks. Get him his own show. Yeah. Give me a Dawkins channel. I think it'd be a great choice. Great choice. How to deal with expectations. New rookie. Keon Coleman would be great on Hard Knocks. Like the list of players that they have for this. Joey Bosa trying to find it again would be good on Hard Knocks. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got a good number of people, I think, on this team that would rate.
I think just doing a very quick count, I think there have been 21 teams that have been on Hard Knocks at some point.
And never the Bills.
And the Bills would be one of the, like, 11 that never have been.
All right. Could they be on it this year? I'm just saying, somebody said to me,
do you want them to be on it this year? I think I want them to be on it for sure, right?
100%.
It'll be watered down totally.
Doesn't matter.
And you will get so little in terms of, like, real, you know,
or you get
drama. But,
well, I don't think
you'll get storytelling about dudes that are going to maybe make the team in the preseason.
Right, maybe. It's, to me, not that different than the stuff that teams produce about their draft. It's everything
like
they...
Like the Bills embedded series, basically.
Yeah, it's, here's our side of the story that we want to tell you. And as you're saying, like that Giants... The Giants Hard Knocks offseason was treated as a scandal on levels that can't be understood. And what was it? A team deciding they weren't going to pay a running back when they stunk, which is something we all think teams should do.
Right.
And then what else happened? You saw their draft board. What'd you learn from it? Nothing. Mm-hmm. You didn't actually learn anything, but it was a scandal because it looked like the team didn't completely edit every element of it.
Well,
you saw true conversations, which is something you almost never see from NFL teams.
Right. Well, part of why it blew up in their face, it really was more after the fact, wasn't it?
Because Barkley, it was amazing.
Because as the season progressed, everyone remembered those scenes from Hard Knocks, and when the season started rolling, that's when the embarrassment came. The Bills won't have any version of that, right? There's no move that was made this summer that sets them up to be embarrassed.
Mac Hollins.
Amari Cooper is just going to go to a team and catch 15. Even that, there's nothing, I don't think.
Yep.
What about Mac Hollins? Mac Hollins
goes for 1,200 yards and Drake May wins the MVP.
Maybe.
I don't think so. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. All right, Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring. Tattoos and Hard Knocks. All right. Yeah, why not? It's beautiful today. It's going to be a beautiful day again today. PGA Championship is underway. And the Amerks lost last night. How about that, huh? 5-4.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Shaky start for the Amerks. Bandits this weekend. We'll talk to Dave Buchanan tomorrow about the Bandits and their pursuit of a third straight. Give us a ring. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Always nice to come back to Quail Hollow for obvious reasons. Obviously great memories from this place. First win on the PGA Tour 15 years ago, you know, winning last year. I probably played my best golf of the year last year here, especially at the weekend. So yeah, you know, look, it's been an amazing 2025. Been a lot of great golf, but there's still a lot of golf left to play this year. So, you know, I'm excited for the journey ahead. Looking forward to this week. Excited to tee it up in another PGA Championship and give myself another opportunity.
Rory McIlroy. Golf. Golfers.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a golfer like me, I want you to understand something that, like, you hear me talk about golf a lot and how much I love golf, and I do love golf. And then there's days where I go play golf, like yesterday, and I think, I can't believe I keep playing this sport. It doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
It continues
the amount of money and effort you put into it just to be, like, marginally better than you used to be.
And sometimes
that's my experience.
And
right
sometimes
now.
Not just marginally better, sometimes unbelievably worse.
Yeah, right.
Because if you played with me yesterday, it was the first time you've ever played with me, you'd think, how many years have you been playing?
Stinks.
I've never. Do you ever make contact consistently? You've been playing for decades?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you've shot good scores.
Mm-hmm.
Your handicap sounds like it's decent. Yeah. And then, I don't know. I don't understand it.
Just sometimes.
Doesn't make
sometimes,
any.
Just, sometimes you have those days.
Doesn't make
That's
any.
That's it.
Yeah, but like.
Maybe one day your back hurts. And although that, you're not saying that was you yesterday.
No. Yesterday was just. It's almost it doesn't even make sense.
Sometimes the vibes are off.
It doesn't make sense to me. Golf, if golf were a different sport, it'd be like if you stood at center ice in a hockey rink with a stick and a puck, and you would hit it into an open net, and you took 50 shots, and you didn't hit one single shot into the open net. You're like, it's kind of impressive to not do it. How could you miss that many fairways in 1 day?
Yeah.
The fairways are large.
They're wide open.
How
many times?
You're telling me you can line up straight down this and you can make the ball never land in that spot? How do you do it? How can it be done? You throw curveballs?
Yes.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
What a stupid sport. Let's go to Carolina and play some golf, but go there and deposit 50 Encore VRLX ones around Tobacco Road.
I think being a golfer should probably give us an appreciation for sometimes teams just have off days.
Yes, I agree with that.
Like the Leafs.
I've also said...
The Leafs are... They do it too often.
I've also said to you that being a golfer makes me think about my favorite players and wondering if what if one day they just aren't good anymore, which doesn't happen. Like I did that with Tage and I did it with Allen. They had that one first amazing year. I think it's the golfer in me that thinks like next year Tage is going to score 7 goals. Like no, he's actually good at the sport he plays. You, speaking of me, are not good.
There are probably athletes though that just mysteriously got way worse.
They just lose it.
Yeah. Yeah. Although the first athlete I thought of was a golfer. I thought of Jordan Spieth.
Who is still... Yeah, Spieth
is... He's a great golfer, but he's not... I mean, he's not. He's one away from the career Grand Slam. Have you heard anybody say a peep about it this week?
Not really.
He's the only guy that's one away, and no one cares.
Phil's one away.
Right. But with Spieth, no one cares because he's given nobody any reason in the last like 5 years to think he's going to get it. I think this is the tournament he needs also, isn't it? The PGA?
Spieth?
Yeah.
Yep. He's an adventure out there. Steve in Texas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in on the Hard Knocks conversation. I wasn't sure if there's any motivation by Pegula to land Hard Knocks for funding the new stadium. I'm not sure how their revenue sharing works amongst the owners, but I'm sure the NFL would also want to, you know, that could be part of the Hard Knocks is, you know, building that stadium and kind of showcasing it, because I think the script is for Buffalo to open up next season in the new stadium, because this is the year that they're going to do it.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Thanks, Steve. I don't know there'd be any big money in it for them to do it, but would the league, would HBO want to do something like that?
I'm reading that teams don't get paid directly, but the players that make appearances do.
Okay.
So... they would not be, the Bills themselves, I don't believe, would be getting money directly paid to them for this. Part of the contract with the NFL. Revenue sharing, maybe. I don't know.
Hard Knocks. Maybe. It would be fun. It'd be must watch.
Should we have a Toronto Maple Leafs conversation here a little bit?
I'm ready for it. There's that. We never got into this. What is, because you said you had an answer.
Yeah.
What is the single worst sporting event in Buffalo history to have attended?
Yeah.
Because last night in Toronto, I want to make a case that might be it. 6-0. It got to 6-1.
Because of the
magnitude.
Yeah.
Because of everything about it. Because of how much you probably paid. And you were never, ever in the game.
And people left early.
As they should.
The first thought I had was Bills and Bengals in the playoffs. Is that right enough for this?
It's pretty close.
It is so meaningful, it is the playoffs.
Yeah. It's a one and done. And it was 7-0 in the first possession, 14-0.
And you never felt like you were in it.
Yeah.
Right? Because any other, like the other games I thought of game 7 against the Flyers, the Sabres' last playoff game in 2011. That's not home. So that's not going to qualify for this. Other home playoff games that I can think of from my lifetime, nothing's like that bad where you just don't never feel in it. You know? Was there a game somewhere in like the 07 playoffs that I'm forgetting where they got roasted? I know they lost a couple to the Rangers, but
yeah.
I thought those were in Madison Square Garden.
07, 06, there's game 4 Carolina 4-0, but that wasn't, I don't feel like they played terrible in that game. They just got beat.
Right. They have some on the other end. Like they handed the Flyers a couple of these games.
Yeah.
In the 06 playoffs. 7-1, right?
Yep.
But
last night in Toronto might have been the worst game you've ever attended as a sports fan if you were in that building.
Especially, man, if you are a Maple Leafs fan and the history, all the buildup to this season and this series where you can never get it done in the postseason. You win the first round. And you are up 2-0. Matthew Nyes had a breakaway in overtime of game 3 to go up 3-0. Think of that. In that moment, he's heading down the ice. One-on-one with Bobrovsky to go up 3-0. If I just hit pause on that moment for a Maple Leafs fan and then hit fast forward to last night. Imagine the feeling from that moment to now. Where they've lost 3 in a row, down 3-2. You're at home. And you just... You got smoked, and one of your star players that you might think is about to leave was like the main culprit for like the two goals at the beginning. Marner behind the net. Man, if I were in Toronto, I'd have a hard time, because I think he's an amazing player, and I would not want him to leave under any circumstance. I have a hard time not ripping him this morning.
Please refer to him as noted Bills fan Mitch Marner.
Bills fan, maybe future Buffalo Sabre Mitch Marner, probably not. Behind the net, just there's a battle going on, and the puck is laying there, and he decides to bail on it and not go after it. He could have had it easily. The puck's in the back of their net in 3 seconds. And then the third goal Florida scores, turnover in neutral zone, passes nowhere near it. And then after making the mistake, he decides not to pick up his man going to the net. Sweet. Thanks, dude. You really committed here?
Yep.
I'd be furious at him this morning. I also wouldn't want him to leave. That would be the feeling of you're a Toronto fan this morning.
Tough. Down from up 2-0 up 2-0 to down 3-2. But again, last year Edmonton's down 3-0, they force game 7. So,
yeah.
They got to go to Florida and win.
Is there, by the way, a Bills like regular season game that would work for this?
Worst experience ever
at a Bills game? Sabre, I can't think of a Sabre one that really works. Like where something was so on the line. Like if game 7,
The answer might be the Willie Parker game. They're playing backups. You have a chance to win and have a chance at the playoffs. And
okay,
they were down a lot in that game. They never showed up in that game. Nate Clements had a pick six to give them the lead, and you thought, okay,
yeah,
we're going to make it, and then they lost anyway.
That's a pretty good one, actually.
The Willie Parker game.
The Willie Parker game. I'm sure some people listening were at that game.
I was at that game.
Yeah?
Yep, I was in the press box in that game, covering the game for ESPN. Yep, Nate Clements had that pick six, and it was okay, they're going to be okay. They didn't show up for the first half or whatever. They're going to be fine. Nope.
James Harrison touchdown too, right?
Yeah, I think a Bledsoe strip sack fumble maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, Bledsoe was under siege. And Willie Parker.
Colts in the rain in 2021, Jack says.
Colts in the rain in 2021. That's
not bad.
That's where Jonathan Taylor has 5 touchdowns and Isaiah McKenzie fumbles a kickoff.
Uh-huh. Did Taylor have 200 yards, too, on top of it? Maybe. Like, they got run again, over all day. The weather helps there.
Maybe. That's just a game that you lose. This is Toronto, home, game 5. It's tough. When you're a technical director of a television network, ESPN, TNT, and they score the 4th goal, the 5th goal, the 6th goal, do you feel like it says anything about the person that you are when all you do is say, all right, time for cutaways of fans. Another one. Another one.
Mm.
Again. One more.
Again. He's Herb Brooks.
Give me 5 more. Again. Another fan. Ooh, I got one crying. Him. Get this woman. Give me the kid. Give me the 2 kids. Give me the guys that look like their father and son. It's just a parade of sad faces. And on one level, if you're a Buffalo sports fan, you're probably looking at that and thinking, ha, love it. And on the other hand, maybe you have a feeling of, man, I just hate it when I feel like that because I have felt like that at a game. Your head's in your hands.
Yeah.
You're just like, and you know, you might as well put your head in your hands and just think, like, I hope the camera doesn't put me on television. The crying kid meme from the NCAA tournament. You go to a game now. You sign up to potentially be...
Oh, yeah.
Your emotions on display.
I have a buddy who's a St. Bonaventure fan, diehard. He went there, and we, for years, have had the still shot of him on NBC Sports Network after something happened, and he's got his hands on his heads with his head down because something terrible has just happened to the Bonnies. A lot in the chat. Like, these are different, though, than what the Leafs endured last night. Like, Cowboys Monday Night Football.
No, there's nothing on the line except, holy cow, can you believe they lost a game in which they picked the guy off 5 times?
Game 6 in 99 against the Stars. Even that, though, it's different.
It's
because
a close game.
That is, the game itself is dramatic and maybe even good. It's the moment at the end that stinks.
Right.
This, for Toronto last night, was the whole thing stunk.
Shot attempts at one point in the first period were 20-4.
That's unbelievable.
You did not show up.
That's unbelievable.
That's what I'm getting at. You know, we've all been to heartbreaking games.
Right, this isn't
heartbreaking.
This is
not heartbreaking.
This is, you're mad the whole game.
Right, this is, you pull up your credit card statement, you're like, I paid how much to sit here for this?
Yeah.
$2,500 to sit in the upper deck for this?
Might be the Bengal game.
Bengal game.
Bengal playoff game.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number. Extendo Sports coming up in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So, all right.
Look how far up the fairway is.
Yeah.
On this hole.
So this is 15. This is the one where, full disclosure, when we're playing Quail Hollow at the Sim, we try to dishamble this. The landing spot, that's in the water, right? Somebody's in the water.
That was Rory.
That was Rory. He hooked it left. And
he's not far enough left.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I think he's in the rough.
Anyway, Sometimes you call it.
Maybe he is in the water.
I think he's in the water. I think he hit it in the water on the left. Sometimes you call this playing golden tee, or I like to call it playing it DeChambeau style. If there's no internal out of bounds on this hole, 15 at Quail Hollow, the landing spot down the first shot is narrow. So what do I want to do? Turn left and just hit it dead straight left over the water onto another hole's fairway, because there's a lot bigger landing zone, and then turn and fire back to the green the other way. So it's kind of like, instead of going dog leg left, see where they are?
Yeah.
I like to make this dog leg right, just way up on the left side, because you can carry the water and don't have to worry about the water on the left side.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been how I play the simulator Quail Hollow number 15 for all of you that are very invested. People would be begging for schedule talk again. All right. PGA Championship.
Go Rory. Rooting for Rory.
Yeah, he's not off to a great start.
No,
and it's not because of his mental game. He's just hitting bad shots. He three-putted on the second hole he played for a bogey. And looks like he just put one in the water. Scheffler, true or false? Scheffler is wearing the colors he's wearing to commemorate being put in, like, the, what do they call them when you wear, when you go to jail?
Oh, the mugshot?
Put him in an orange jumpsuit.
They did.
He's wearing orange a year later.
Wow, I wonder if he's doing that on purpose.
He's wearing jumpsuit orange?
He might be. What, I haven't seen, what's Jason Day got going on this week?
Good question.
Malbon, right? Jason Day is wearing nothing special.
Wearing nothing. Whoa, wow. That's going to get
nothing
some
special.
Okay.
I guess today looks a little interesting. Saturday as well. He's got some stripes going on, going visor. Looks like he's wearing sweatpants on Saturday almost.
Tomorrow, Dave Buchanan. On the Bandits, he'll join us.
Finals game one is tomorrow. Stinks that the Warriors are out of the NBA playoffs, by the way.
Yes, it does.
Steph never got back.
Yes, it does.
So really, from the NBA's perspective, I mean, they are praying that the Knicks, I think, or the Celtics, if they were to make it through, will be in the finals. Because I would bet the league is terrified of like a Pacers-Timberwolves finals. I would like it. I'm liking these playoffs a lot. I don't think that really draws in, though, the whole country. Pacers and Timberwolves, or Pacers and Thunder, even. A lot of small market teams going.
Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. Enjoy your beautiful Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.